Am I on? Happy New You. I don't care about year. I care about you, what happens to you, and what happens to me too. New Year always excites me because I always see the big, vast, flat field freshly covered with snow behind my childhood home. 10 kilometers wide and 5 kilometers long. This sparkling pure whiteness challenged me always. This year, 366 days of innocence. Millions of words yet unspoken. Decisions, plans, mistakes, good deeds not done yet. No guilt, no regrets. That's how it begins. So gingerly I step out. Stepping out, I must, speaking out, I must decide. Lot had to make a decision. In Genesis chapter 13, Abraham says to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take to the left, then I'll show to the right. If you take to the right the hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted his eyes and saw the Jordan River was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt in direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of Jordan, and Lot sojourned east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, while Lot dwelt among the cities in the valley and moved his tents towards Sodom. Making decisions. Decision, listen to this definition. Decision is the key to the future. Future we do not know. Lot must decide. Not to decide is a decision, always. At least in ethics. We recognize 5 levels of decision making. I must teach just a little bit. The emotional level. Baby makes decisions. Small babies make decisions. Why is it when they see mama's face, they smile? Oh, emotional stuff. When adults made the decision on the basis of emotions, that is bad business. The second is aesthetic. He marries her because she is beautiful. She marries him because he is handsome. But experience shows that there are many gorgeous jerks around. And the decisions sneak behind us. And we must decide. To decide is not to decide. The third one is social, the popular. That is the most general. All of us are tempted to go with the flow, in step with times, in sync with the cultural trends. Let me tell you, there is no sinless culture. What culture is consensus of millions or of 30, whichever, sinners. Postmodernism, like existentialism, like communism, is not Christian, cannot be. The only thing is that communism doesn't touch you. It touched my first 25 years of life. And existentialism, 10 years after in France, during flower child time. The fourth, so this is social or popular, the fourth is utilitarian, the Machiavellian. Whatever is useful to me, whatever helps me get a good GPA, whatever profit at all price, at any price. But that is bad too. The only one good is called deontological. What does deontos mean, students of ethics? Duty. Duty. That is, what are my promises? I have duty to fulfill them before I make, when I make my decision. What are my responsibilities? What are my commitments to my family, to my neighbors, to my God? That must be first. Lot, what does Lot do? We read verses 10 to 12 again. And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw the Jordan River. That was not the only thing he could see. He already made a decision. The Jordan Valley was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. This was before the Lord destroyed. So verse 11, so Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east, thus they separated from each other. And Lot dwelt among cities of the valley and moved his tents towards Sodom. He made his decision. First, aesthetic level. It was green, watered, beautiful like a garden. Second, utilitarian, fertile. Ellen White on Patriarchs and Prophets, page 68, says, Lot has chosen for its pleasure and profit, leaving Abram's altar and its daily sacrifices to the living God. He had permitted his children to mingle with the corrupt and idolatrous people, yet he had retained in his heart the fear of God. For his God, for he is declared in Scripture to be a just man. His righteous soul was vexed with the vile conversations that gathered his ears, that greeted his ears daily, and the violence and crime he was powerless to prevent. He was saved at last as a brand plucked out of the fire, yet stripped of his possessions, bereaved of his wife and children, dwelling in caves like a wild beast, covered with infamy in his old age, and he gave to the world no race of righteous men, but two idolatrous nations at enmity with God, worrying against his people, until their cup of iniquity being full, they were appointed to destruction. How horrible were the results that followed this one unwise step. Utilitarianism, popularity in society, moving his tents. It did not happen immediately. It goes slowly. You know what happens to the frog if you put her in cold water and you heat the water slowly? It dies. But if you put her in hot water, she jumps. It jumps out. First little step, and many little steps. But he saw the Jordan Valley. He saw it. The problem is that he saw it from afar. He knew what his commitments were. Lot was circumcised. That means he made covenant with God. He had promises to fulfill before God. It's so beautiful when it's far. It's so inviting, inviting at a distance. Remember Frank Borman? Who is Frank Borman? Who remembers? The commander of Apollo 8 that was circling around the moon. And he tells us that universe is just white, black, and gray, nothing else. And all of the sudden, as he looked, he says, let me read it. This is his words. I happened to glance out of one of the steel clear windows, just at the moment the earth appeared over the lunar horizon. It was the most beautiful, the heart-catching sight of my life. One that sent a torrent of nostalgia, of sheer homesickness surging through me. It was the only thing in space that had any color to it. Everything else was either black or white, but not the earth. But then he continues, raging nationalistic interests, famines, wars, pestilences don't show from that distance. Watch the decisions, the moments of decisions. I remember when in beginning of 1990s there was war in former Yugoslavia as it was separating. I visited my family in Croatia, and now I was going to visit my family in Serbia. And the bus stopped. The things were not arranged yet at the crossing. And we followed a soldier with a mine detector, and then several of us, and then soldier behind us to watch that no one of us steps out of the very narrow corridor, because then everybody will be killed. But I knew that field, and I saw the butterflies flying, and I heard the birds singing. It looked so beautiful. But it is normal today. I see nothing wrong with downloading a research paper from internet and put my name to it. It's socially okay. Ephesians chapter 2. Verses 1 to 3. And you were made alive when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in sons of disobedience. Among this, we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind. And so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. It clings so easily. You remember the feelings that Isaiah had when he saw the Lord high and lifted up. You remember what he said? Woe is me. Why? Because I live around people with filthy mouths. That's not the way he says it, but anyway. Like through osmosis. I had a very dear friend, pastor's son, who went 3 months before me to the military, Yugoslavian communist military. And after several weeks, I visited him. Just several weeks. And we went to town. And in our conversation, he started using bad words. And after third one, I couldn't stop. And I said, John, did you hear what you just said? He was shocked. He says, I am sorry. If company is bad business for decisions, that company of a bad system of value is a disaster. If you have your truth and I mine, if you have your standards and I have mine, then why grading? Why doesn't everybody decide what the grade is going to be? Why school even? I don't think we need to fear grade inflation. I think we must fear deflation of truth about grades. It is because very slowly two redefinitions happened. Definition of a good grade and definition of GPA. The only good grade is an A. We don't know the rest of alphabet. We can read only as far as four. In fact, we start with four and we stop with four. After four is zero. 4.0 is a GPA. Good grade is the grade that reflects my knowledge and my work. An F is an excellent grade. I tell you from personal experience. I failed Greek at Collonge. Received one big, healthy, vigorous F. Teacher called me and said, Miroslav, I know you work nights. And I know that you work nights because you are getting ready to prepare for marriage. And I also know that you do not know French sufficiently so that you can translate back and forth. But why didn't you hear my advice when I told you don't do it yet? You know, he says, I cannot grade your circumstance. The only thing I can grade is your knowledge. The two members of our quartet are not present. And I don't like singing solo, but I must sing this one. I wouldn't be a liar. I'll tell you the reason why. For if my Lord would call me, wouldn't be ready to die. Don't you let nobody turn you round, turn you round, turn you round. Don't you let nobody turn you round. Keep on to Galilee. But where was grace at Collonges. Oh, grace was the second year. I tasted F and I didn't want anything of it. I studied like crazy and I got big crazy A. Due to grace. Grace raised my head above the begging for grace. Because I did not want to tempt my professor to lie for me, knowing that he will have to respond to God, not me. That's where grace was. Grace was when I earned a good A following year, and several years after that, I had 3 more years of Greek. But grace was 13 years later, too. By now, I came to U.S., I did MDiv, and by the way, I took my preaching class from Dr. Ben Reeve, black preaching. So, I came here to teach, and my second year, I come to the classroom that was up in that corner where the bathroom is. There was a classroom there. And I look over the student body, and who do I see but Professor Francis Augsburger, professor of Greek that gave me F. So I came to him and greeted him, and for how long is he visiting? He says, for a year. I said, oh? He says, yes. I want to do MA in theological studies. And he says, it gives me great pleasure and privilege to sit at your feet. That's where grace was. And I did not give him an A. Because I don't give grades. Santa gives grades. I recognize A's. And I ascribe A's to people who earn it. It is salvation by works. In education. ...2012, still fresh white snow. Past is covered. When we claim Isaiah 1:18, which says he will make it as white as snow. God's grace this year will be at work with men who will not be bought or sold. Let's stand for prayer. Our Father in heaven, you told us that the world is in the need of men and women who will not be bought or sold. Men who in their inmost souls are true and honest, men who do not fear to call sin by its right name, men whose conscience is as true to duty as the needle to the pole, men and women who are not afraid of C's, F's, and D's, men who will stand for the right though the heavens fall. Make us this kind of men and women in Jesus' name. Amen.